will Love praise Talk Radio. Well, praise the Lord. God is good, everybody. Hallelujah. I am just so excited and elated. Oh, Lord, have mercy. We just won't talk about it. We just talk about the goodness of our Father, our Lord, our Master, our King. We'll just talk about how sweet He is, how loving and how kind and protecting, and how He is a healer and He is our provider. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord, oh my soul, and all that is within me. I am Pastor Margaret Lee, and we are a remnant ministry. Prayer first, and it's like the dew in the morning. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Having a little talk with our Father makes everything all right. He lifts the weight. Hallelujah. He reassures us that we can call on Him when we're so ecstatic and we're so happy, and we can call on Him when we're so far down we never feel like we'll never get up. He'll hear our faintest cry. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord. We should go out this morning and just share just with the sound to say how good God is. Hallelujah. I was out on last Friday, and everyone was just so, everywhere I went, people were just speaking. I was, Lord, I haven't felt this. I know this is the South. You know, we speak when we used to, but now that day, everyone see that I came across just seemed so at peace and wanted to speak and say, hey, how are you? Strangers, like we used to do. And it felt so good. We need to remember that it's all right to have a smile, and it's all right to say hello. How are you? If you never know what that other person is going through, they may be the richest person in the world, but to have another human being smile at them, there is no price that we can put on it. So I thank God for our smile. I thank God for kindness. Hallelujah. Hey, glory, glory, glory. It just came to me because I've been running and running through so many different situations. So you should just change and do it at night. And for some reason, I just got up without even thinking about it. This is our time, and God is going to fix it where He's moving obstacles out of the way, and eventually I'll be able to do it anytime, any place, because I do enjoy it. I really, really enjoy it, and I am encouraged, and I trust that you are too. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. God bless us. Hallelujah. And again, the word is kindness. Kindness. Show kindness. Hallelujah. Let that be our word for the week. Kindness. Because whatever you put out is what you get. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Whatever you put out is what you're going to get in return. But you're not doing it for that. You're doing it because it's in your heart, and you just, God is kind to us. And we want to be kind to others. Amen? Hallelujah. Well, now, we will certainly do what we always do. Hallelujah. Ah, glory. I am just so happy. I'm really excited that we're here together. I will extend myself and just ask that you pray for those who are mourning. I have a cousin who is going through a double mourning. He buried his mother on yesterday, and saints, he had to turn around and stand at the graveside of his brother. His brother passed on Saturday evening. So just the Lord will know who it is. And I have another cousin who's saying, well, just pray for my cousin. I don't like to share people's business and people are, but God knows who they are. And we'll just ask God to extend his love and kindness. Not only my family, but a lot of families are going through. So let's just pray for God's mercy and his kindness. Hallelujah. God is good. Well, my brothers and my sisters and my brothers, children of the Most High God. Children of the Most High God. We could just stay right there. Children of the Most High God. Sons of the Most High God. Daughters of the Most High God. Let that penetrate. Daughters of the Most High God. Oh, glory. Somebody open. Yes, we are. Children of the Most High God. Made in his image and in his likeness. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And if you're not born again, remember this. God says, all souls of mine. So you belong to him. You may as well give yourself to him. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Daughters, sons, children of the Most High God, holy and righteous, the sovereign God, the sovereign Lord, the absolute power and the absolute authority, the maker and the creator of the heavens and the earth. Huh? Somebody will say, when he looked around and he wanted to swear, reassure Abraham, he couldn't find anything greater. You know where I'm going, than himself. When he looked at all that he had made, all that he had made, our God is the only true and living God. Besides him, there is none other. Oh, we know they're counterfeits, but there is none true and living. The creator of the heavens and the earth. Jesus, Yeshua told us that we will go through things. He did tell us that the world was going to hate us because the world hated him. Hallelujah. He said, but lo, I'm with you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And we don't quite understand what he meant that when he said, I'm with you. Hallelujah. And remember, when he left, the Holy Ghost came. Somebody need to say, and the Holy Ghost is here on this earth. Thank God Almighty. Yes, you are. And we thank you. And we thank you that you take your rightful place in our lives in this session. Right now, Holy Ghost, have your way. Be pleased to be in our presence. Be pleased, Holy Ghost, to lead us and guide us. Speak to us and through us. Hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah this morning, great God. Hallelujah. 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 Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord God himself deliver us out of them all. Hallelujah. He hear our faintest cry. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I can't imagine some of the things people are going through, but God knows, and Father, you see. So we ask that you meet each and every one of us at the point of our need. Hallelujah. We trust you. We're dependent on you. We know that you're worthy of our trust. You're worthy of our faithfulness. You're worthy. You're worthy. You're worthy of our praise, Almighty God. And you don't have to do tricks and schemes. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. We just walk in the knowledge that you are the living God. We walk in the knowledge that you and you alone have already planned out our destiny. Hallelujah. Your purpose and your will, we pray that it will be done in our lives, oh, most holy Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You are the master planner, and we thank you. Hallelujah. We each are a piece of your puzzle. Hallelujah. We thank you. We thank you that we're in the master's hand. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Bless your name. Your will, your way. Thank you, Father. Thank you for food on the table. Hallelujah. Thank you for healing. Hallelujah. Thank you for deliverance. Thank you for cleansing. Thank you for purifying. Thank you for making us fit for your use, Almighty God. Thank you for our strength that you have given us. Thank you for the trust that we have in you, Almighty God. Thank you that our faith is looking up to you, Almighty God. Thank you that we have peace on our jobs. Peace, Almighty God. Stay the hand and the will that are evil. Hallelujah. 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 You are our shepherd. Hallelujah. Peace. Shut the mouth of the enemy. Thank you that you make the crooked way straight. Hallelujah. No weapon formed against us, our children, our grandchildren, our family members shall prosper. None, Almighty God, none, Almighty God, none. The will of the enemy is crushed, and we thank you for it, Almighty God. We plead the blood of Jesus, Yeshua, over our children, over our grandchildren. Almighty God, over our office, over our cars, over our homes, over our land, over our community, our cities, hallelujah, our counties, our states. We plead the blood of Jesus over these United States of America and any and every nation that is represented. Yes, God, yes, God. Yes, God, we thank you that you've shown yourself strong and mighty. Oh, yes, God, yes, God, yes, God. Hallelujah. The earth is yours. Hallelujah. They that dwell therein, we thank you, Holy Father. Glory be to your name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you for empowering us and encouraging us even the more, Almighty God. Thank you that your words become sweeter and sweeter, sweeter than the honeycomb. Majesty on high. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Bless your name. We thank you, Father. We praise you. Thank you for guiding the school children. Hallelujah. Thank you for meeting their needs. Hallelujah. Thank you for covering every child on the face of this earth. Thank you, Almighty God, that no hurry, harm, or danger can come to them. Father, nothing is too hard for you. Thank you for going into the operating room right now and performing surgeries, Almighty God, and touching the hands of those that are in the operating room, touching the bodies that they can withstand the surgery. Almighty God, remove every possibility of mistake and error. Almighty God, touch the needles, touch the instruments. Almighty God, we plead the blood of Jesus. We thank you that the nursing homes and all of the facilities that are caring for people who cannot care for themselves, even those who would be mean and hateful, we ask that you step into their minds and the things that they would intend to do, they cannot do it. They cannot hurt. They cannot damage. In the name of Jesus, those who are agencies who have authority over people, touch their minds, their hearts, make them more compassionate. or allow them to be removed and go into an area that's more fitting and suited for them. Almighty God, let them know that you allow them to have these positions and they're working for you. Almighty God, Almighty God, change the attitude. Almighty God, hallelujah, hallelujah, it doesn't belong to them. They're working for, hallelujah. Thank you, Almighty God, hallelujah. Bless your name. Remember our youth and our young adults everywhere, Lord God. Touch them. Turn things around for them, Almighty God. We thank you, we praise you, we magnify you, we exalt you. We thank you that we become stronger and stronger in you. Oh, God, hallelujah, that we reflectors of you, Almighty God, imitators of our Father. Thank you, Lord God, hallelujah. Bless our friends and family members everywhere. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. God is good. God is good. God is good. I tell you, there's none like our Father. Hallelujah. Let's get into our scripture. We're going to 2 Chronicles 7:13. Amen. Hallelujah. If I shut up heaven that there be no rain, or if I command the locusts to devour the land, or if I send pestilence among my people, if my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and will heal their land. Hallelujah. Hear that. Hear it. Hear it, saints of God. Oh, we can make a difference. Yes, we can. We can indeed make a difference. The difference is with us. Hallelujah. 1 Psalms 1. Blessed, happy. This is a godly person. Blessed, happy is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law doth he meditate day and night. And he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water, that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. The ungodly are not so, but are like the chaff which the wind driveth away. Hear the word of the Lord. Hear that. Hallelujah. Hear that. Hear the word of the Lord. Be very mindful who you get your counseling from. Hallelujah. Be mindful, brothers and my sisters. Proverbs 28, starting at the 11th verse. The fool utters all his mind, but a wise man keepeth it until of. I'm sorry. Put my glasses on. Keepeth it till afterward. A fool utters all his mind, but a wise man keepeth it until afterward. Listen again. A wise man utters all his mind. I'm sorry. A fool. I get it. Excuse me. A fool utters all his mind, but a wise man keepeth it in until after. it again. A fool utters all his mind, but a wise man keepeth it in till afterwards. Hear that? Don't go telling everything. Don't talk so much. That's what the older folks would say. This, all of that clatter, all of that chatter, keep some things. Keep it. It won't hurt. Keep it. Everybody don't need to know everything. And the next thing you know, you have great ideas, and the next thing you know, they're someone else's ideas. And they have manifest with you what was yours. So just keep it, keep it, keep it, and do it. Hallelujah. Isaiah 50, starting at the 10th verse. Who is among you that feareth the Lord, that obeys the voice of his servant, that obeyeth the voice of his servant, that walketh in darkness and has no light? Let him trust in the name of the Lord and stay upon his God. Behold, all ye that kindles a fire, that compress yourselves about with sparks, walk in the light of your fire, in the sparks that ye have kindled. This shall ye have of mine hand. Ye shall lay down in sorrow. Sometimes we get so excited. And we end up doing our own thing. Mm-hmm. It feels good. Look, so I'm satisfied, so I know God must be satisfied. Not so. Not so. Oh, we had a good time. We got our praise on. Oh, okay. 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 I know God was there. Why? Because you were jumping and you were shouting. You got caught up in your emotions. So God had to be pleased with it. No, no. Because it seems right. Remember what the scripture says. There is a way that seemeth right. Seemeth right to man. But that way leads to destruction. So we have to make sure that we're not caught up in self, but caught up in God. And the other thing, I just have to really press home to all of us, myself included. We cannot live double lives. If you are a Christian, well, I like to say, if you are a believer, then you walk this earth as a believer. And I'm going to turn the corner real quick. We have about 5 minutes. I realize that people are hungry for truth. People are hungry for direction. People are hungry and seeking it. And they sometimes end up at what seems right. We as believers are not confident in who we are. If we were confident, then we wouldn't be playing the double role and the undercover agent. You got to put that God thing down because this is business and you don't bring God into that. The devil is a liar. Believe in every area of your life. Yes, you have balance. Yes, if you own a job, you work that job as unto the Lord. Yes, you do. God is to be glorified in every area of our lives. You don't put him under the... What? This is business. What? No, you know, yes, you may recognize your brother. You can say, oh, praise the Lord, how wise. And go on. But yes, you're talking business, but you're conducting your business as a child of God. There is no area in our life where God should not be glorified, and we should not walk as a child of God. We need to get it right. We need to get it right. We don't need to be intimidated by those who say, here you go with that. Well, if I'm a believer, I'm a believer. Now, if you are a fence sitter or straddler, that's on you. But we need to get in the Word, study the Word, seek God. The Holy Ghost is here. He will lead us and guide us. That means he will guide us our walk, our talk, what to say, when to say, how to say. He will give us wisdom that we will begin to display to the world what it's like to be holy and righteous without being self-holy, self-righteous. Hallelujah. There is a difference. Glory to God. That when we walk the crooked ways of being made straight for us, that the loopholes and the traps of the enemy, the angels of the Most High God going before us, clearing our pathway. We have to know it, not to become arrogant, but to be steadfast, strong, and mighty. And we don't carry on all kinds of conversations, especially with those who are not saved. But God should be able to come and manifest himself at any given time, doesn't matter where we are, and we wouldn't be trying to get it right. We either are or we're not. You're ashamed or you're not. You're fully persuaded or we're not. We're children of the Most High God. We are to stay in our word. We are to just read it and meditate on it. Hallelujah. God will help us. He will fix us. That we will be the shining example for the world. Yes. This is what it's all about. And we don't have to compromise. We don't. Yes, we make mistakes. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about deliberately covering up and then displaying attitudes like we in the world, we all right. Yeah, I'm all right. But, time has spent. Numbers 6:24. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now, Jude, hallelujah, 1, starting at the 24th verse. Now to him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceedingly joy. To the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forever. Amen. Now unto him that is able to keep you from falling, that word really numbered, and to present you faultless, innocent, before the presence of his glory with exceedingly joy. My brothers and my sisters, God bless you. I love you. Have a beautiful day in Yeshua. Jesus the Christ, the Son of the living God. Amen. Have 3 seconds. God loves you. How about that? God loves you.